Welcome to another episode of
Why Your Story.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
That's so ridiculous.
No drugs or anything.
I haven't even got our title out yet.
I know, because you were laughing, so that made me laugh.
Okay, well, welcome to another exciting episode of Why Your Story podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And this is Why Your Story, where we talk about you and
us,
your neighbors, and
and your dog.
Your dog.
Your neighbor's dog.
Your pants.
I know.
Your neighbor's dog.
What are we talking about? Because it was your choice.
Where your neighbors, what your neighbor wears. I mean, we'll talk about it all.
Okay.
Today, we are just feeling it because it's summertime and we're in the midst of everything. And what do you say, MJ?
I agree. Now, hopefully, this is not broadcast.
No, it is.
In December.
I think we'll do it pretty quick, I would think.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We're finally having summer, folks.
Yes.
And it's swell.
We love summertime.
We do.
All.
Even though I have a sweatshirt on right now.
Month and a half. I was noticing that you were all dressed up for winter.
Well, it was kind of cooler this morning.
No.
Okay.
It was like 56 degrees.
I know, for me. And I went to go bring my car, but Steve's fishing with the grandsons, and keys are in the pocket of my car, so I had to bring the side-by-side.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for him to go fishing.
So it was a little cool, you know.
I'm going fishing tomorrow.
Are ya?
I am.
Where at?
Flaming Gorge.
Woohoo!
I love Flaming Gorge.
I just love fishing.
It's my favorite.
In the dark, lying on my back.
Okay, let's not.
Down the stars. We're not, where the cool grass grows. All right. Down by the banks.
So, I think we need to play something to kind of start off the podcast today.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I would love to.
I think it'll set the tone for our discussion today.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Oh, I love this song. Woohoo!
Just bear with me here.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Get your hips going. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's talking about my tight pants. Will Ferrell. Everybody's looking at my tight pants. Oh, yeah.
My tight pants.
And he has white pants on, folks. Think of Will Ferrell with white pants. Mm.
So if you get a chance, everyone, go to YouTube and type in tight pants with Will Ferrell.
And best
Christina Aguilera.
One of the best singer, female singers ever, I think.
So if you can't tell, our topic today has something to do with tight pants. Not necessarily tight pants. So, okay, I'm going to kill the tight pants here. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, enough of the tight pants. So, pants in general. Let's talk about pants.
All right.
Just in general. So, when I was...
But a wee lad.
A wee lad. Men wore, I don't know if you've noticed this. You're probably just a hair young to do this. But like my dad and for sure my grandpa, they wore pants that only went to the top of their foot.
Correct.
And most of the time they were just polyester.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever tried to wear polyester straight pants, straight leg pants?
Let me tell you
a
story.
They're not really a girl thing, but...
I made my own polyester pants and was invited by this boy that I thought was cute to the swim meet to be the timer.
Okay.
So I hop on his bike and I'm holding on to his waist and my blonde hair is just waving in the wind. And we're about, maybe a mile away and we both can smell smoke. And then I can feel heat.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Friction?
My polyester pants had caught fire from the exhaust and started coming up my leg. And so he pulls over, and there was a cafe there in Bountiful, Utah. And he jumps on me, and he's trying to put the fire out. And it's going up and around by my crotch, down the other leg.
Are you kidding?
No, I am not. And it burns off. But luckily, they were wide-legged. you know, back then. And it burned. It went all the way up to my waist on the right leg. And then the other one in just a little bit. But I had like one pants leg and no pants leg on the other side.
What color were these?
They were kind of a beige with some brown stripes. And I was horrified. You know, here I am in the middle of this main road and he's jumping on me trying to put on my pants. So he takes me home, which luckily was close. I change my pants, get to the swim meet. He never asked me out again.
Okay.
Apparently I did impress him.
I'm trying to figure out this story. So
okay.
Are we thinking the same polyester? Is polyester polyester? Because
I think polyester is polyester.
My grandpa.
He caught fire too?
No, he didn't catch fire that I know of, but he wore polyester pants over his boots, his cowboy boots.
Okay.
And are we talking about the same polyester?
Yeah, I guess.
It's kind of stretchy a little
bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, my word. I just cannot see you in polyester pants. That,
oh, yeah.
And they were bell-bottom-ish?
Of course they were bell-bottom. That was the style.
Gosh.
Yeah. Hip hugger.
Polyester.
I know.
Bell-bottoms.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
The worst combination.
Oh, no. It was the happening thing.
If it was the happening thing, it would still be here.
So let me tell you. It'll come back.
That's part of why I wanted to talk about what we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
So let me back up. So again, my grandpa and my dad only wear pants that go down and touch the top of their foot. And so in the back, it comes across, at least to me in my age group, that their pants are probably 3 inches too short.
Okay.
Because you should never wear pants that flare out on the back of your foot ever.
Why?
Because it's a rule of the universe.
Oh my heavens.
Because it almost has the appearance of a bell bottom. They're straight legs, and straight legs are not kosher.
They're not. I don't think this generation right now, 22.
There you go.
Okay.
Great segue into what I'm doing.
Okay.
Okay. So I am visiting with my family and my sister. Hang on. I'm going back to when I have some deep-rooted emotion here. My shrink tells me it's a good thing to talk about these things, but I'm with my family, and my sister and her kids are there.
Uh-huh.
And they come walk into the house, and I wouldn't even start to describe what was on their legs as pants.
Capris?
They were short. They had like white socks, but not they were just short, but they were skin tight.
Mm-hmm.
Skin tight.
Yep, that's
white
the happening
socks,
thing.
And then just like regular
shoes,
weird shoes. I mean,
really?
Like penny loafers, but not penny loafers.
I'm surprised they had socks because most of the time I see them without socks.
Well, they were ankle socks.
Oh, okay.
Ankle socks.
Yeah.
So there's like 3 inches of skin.
Okay.
Underneath their mm-hmm. pants.
Yeah.
If we call them pants, to ankle socks to these penny loafer looking things. And I'm like, what in the freak just happened to my psyche? So after talking with my shrink several times and getting, I've come to find out that we are not living in the same generation that I grew up in.
Oh, come on now. Of course not.
We used to beat up kids that wore that.
Mm.
And my nephews are really into sports. I mean, they're what I would consider a jock, you know, back mm-hmm. in the day. But I don't know if you can still say that
because
mm-hmm. it seems like masculine is frowned upon in our day and age. But masculinity does not coincide with skinny pants and short skinny pants.
Does masculinity?
It's called masculinity.
Masculinity. I'm having issues
just,
today.
Let's masculinity.
Masculinity.
There you go.
Do you think that the gladiators
would never have worn those
pants
ever?
But they wouldn't have worn pants because you know why?
But if they would have worn pants,
they're considered barbaric and killed. True.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I'm telling you about history, that the Romans way back when, the gladiators, they didn't wear pants. They considered it gross.
Well, when you didn't shower for months, I mean, I get that. I don't know if I was outside in the sun beating lions up and if I would have wanted to wear pants either.
So
I
mean, you'd like
I
to wear a little shift.
No, no. All I'm saying is there's masculine ways to wear shorts. But I'm afraid that the generation that's growing up now, if you said, those are ridiculous, take them off, put some shorts on, I'm almost thinking their shorts would be skin tight and they'd be too small.
Maybe.
The same kids that we used to beat up in junior high because, listen to me.
Yes.
There was a public figure.
Okay.
Back in the day, in my era that we grew up with.
Okay.
That was the epitome of, what's the word? You can't be politically correct here, but I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
Pee Wee Herman.
Okay.
Pee Wee Herman. and he comes out with his awful voice, and his pants were really tight and short.
Yeah.
And skin tight short.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing these penny loafer things over white socks, the exact same as what my nephews were wearing.
You know how they came back again?
No, they didn't come back.
No.
What I'm saying is the degradation of society now is we're dressing like Pee Wee Herman. So we've degraded. It's not that it's come back. We have slipped into the sludge of humanity.
So there was a band. There's a band called Cool Kids, and two of those band members in 2007 started wearing exactly what the kiddos, your nephews,
Pee Wee Herman,
and that's kind of when it started to come back. I guess you don't think they should come back, apparently.
Wait.
How old's your oldest?
You're completely off the rocker here because, A, they never came. They were never in. So how could they come back if they were never in? Pee Wee Herman was never a thing. Pee Wee Herman is something that he made fun of himself because most of the people looked at him and like, what in the crap did I just watch? Hello, kids.
But the thing is, he's pretty famous, right? He made money off of it.
He did.
So to each his own.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is when your oldest date shows up in a year, right?
She won't.
You mean he won't?
He won't. My daughter will not show up with a kid that's wearing skinny, tight,
He
short
probably
jeans.
Will, because I bet this is around for a while. What are you going to say? And
I'm going to make him go change his clothes.
You are not.
I'm going to make him put some clothes on.
Oh, my heck.
If you have to show some masculinity.
Okay.
To date a girl. Date a pretty girl.
Okay.
Pretty girls aren't going to fall for the Pee Wee Hermans.
Okay.
What I think. Am I off?
You are off.
Why?
I will give you $100 on this.
Okay.
$100 that is what whomever goes to prom first, your daughters,
okay,
that their date shows up in pants like that.
Oh.
$100.
I can't.
Because
I can't,
I'm right.
I can't even go there. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. Then why are we not betting?
Well, scared. I will bet you. I will bet you $100.
Okay.
All right. Because my daughters understand this. I have taught around the dinner table. I have talked to my daughters about what
pants.
To. No. Well, yes. What to expect in a guy. Okay. You have to date a guy or marry a guy that's going to be strong enough to stand up and protect you. And that will take a stand and that will be. I just feel like this masculine thing is gone. It's gone out the window.
Okay.
And there are still kids out there that dress normal. I have a whole bunch of them that work for me.
Okay.
A whole bunch.
Okay.
And they're tough. They're strong.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
And I want you to answer this from the bottom of your heart.
From the bottom of my pee-picking heart.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Now, I don't want any stupid answers. I want you to answer this honestly.
All right.
Why is it that you do not see skin-tight, too short, feminine looking guys walking around at rodeos?
Well, I think as far as rodeos go, that because Levi's have been around for 100 years.
They don't wear Levi's.
Guys walking around rodeos?
Yeah, they don't wear Levi's.
They wear Wranglers?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the same type of, you know what I mean?
The same type of
jean.
Okay,
they wear jeans.
Okay, jeans. Jeans have been around for this long?
I just think, I mean, you got some rubbing going there and on. and I and chafage. And you probably you asked me to be honest, and I think that that just makes sense that you would wear the appropriate pants, like you would wear cargo pants if you're on an EMS call because you need places to put your whatever.
I go on EMS calls all the time without cargo pants on.
Of course you don't.
Because I'm working. I'm working.
Oh my goodness!
You're not answering my question. Are you saying? Are you saying that the reason that people don't wear them to rodeos is because there's a rodeo style?
Yeah, for sure. Of course there is.
No.
And girls wear
No.
What about the girls and their pants and their big bling bling on the butt and all that?
Are you saying that the guys that go to rodeos that wear Wranglers and regular jeans wear skinny jeans when they're not at the rodeo?
They might.
No, absolutely not. I disagree 100%.
Okay. But what is the population? Your little world that you have invented. I think there are people outside of the rodeo that do other things. And let's say concerts. They go to a concert.
Okay. Give me an example of someone that we're talking about. Give me an example of somebody.
Let's
say Steve, your husband.
Okay.
Okay.
He's going to wear, because he was in the jean era, he's going to wear jeans. But he did at one time wear polyester pants.
Okay. I can almost see polyester pants more than I can see skin-tight short pants.
What about with basketball, though? Remember how basketball's kind of changed? It used to be really short, 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 and then they were long, 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 and now they're going back short, short, short.
But there, okay, there. I think you just proved my point exactly.
Oh, my heavens.
I feel like our society was learning. Mm-hmm. And so we went to something that's a little bit more masculine. And I think baggy shorts, to an extent, are more masculine than skin-tight shorts. Mm-mm. I'm not talking about booty crap stuff. I just feel like, yes.
I think I gangster. Do. When I think of really
baggy, absolutely. Okay. Gangster. No, I'm not talking about that crap where it's like hanging down past your knees.
Yeah.
That's junk.
Okay. What about like golf shorts? What do you think of those type of men?
Clowns wear those.
Whatever. They wear overalls.
I think clowns wear golf shorts. We're talking about like the puffy in the middle and this tight in the bottom and the top.
No, I'm talking like they have a little cuff on them. You know, like when you see, they have to wear slacks, obviously, when they play golf.
Okay.
But like if you see a guy out there and they have the little sweater tied around, the little knot.
Okay.
Kind of a yuppie.
But okay. I think shorts. Shorts are one thing, but I
agree.
We need to stick to the topic of...
Of pants. Okay. And the different kind of pants.
And the different kind
of pants. Did you ever wear cords?
I did.
I loved cords.
When I was very young, I wore cords. But so...
And overalls?
No, I never wore overalls.
Did you?
I never did. I think I would like to. I'm not a fan of the one-piecers.
Don't you think overalls... When you think of overalls, don't you think farmer?
Oh, absolutely. I do think farmer.
Yeah.
My wife, when we were dating, she wore, but they weren't overalls in that sense, but they were shorts with overalls.
Oh, okay.
And they were dang cute.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, man. Yeah, they were very cute.
Yeah, very cute. You know, I couldn't wear pants to school until I was in junior high.
Really?
I kid you not.
They wouldn't let you?
No. And then all of a sudden... mini skirts became popular, and so I could wear a mini skirt, but I couldn't wear hot pants, which were like short little shorts. And so I didn't know that. So I show up at school, I have on hot pants. It was like a one piece thing, and they were probably like mid thigh, whereas mini skirts were even shorter. And I got kicked out of school. It was kind of sad. My mom marched me back in the next day, and I had on something else. And she's like, "My daughter will never wear mini skirts, but." What's wrong with hot pants? My mom gets into fight.
What are hot pants?
They were like shorts, short shorts, but not like Daisy Duke shorts. It was like mid thigh.
Well, yeah, you can't wear shorts if there's like four fingers above your knee.
Well, that's Star Valley.
No, that's reality.
we'll see.
Where I grew up, that's what it was.
10 years from now, we'll have to see what's going on.
Well, they're all going to be going to school naked in 10 years from now. Trust me.
They might.
I know. Huh. Well, the way it's going, I mean, the guys, 10 years from now, pants are going to be down to the knees and shorts are going to be just below your
But see, knickers were around in the 1800s. I mean, think about knickers. How pants... Think about the lords and the wigs, like in England. I mean, if you think about history...
There's a reason that we left England. There was a big reason. And I guarantee you, the white wigs and the guys that dressed like girls were one of them. That was a big reason we left England.
Yeah, I'm not really into the wig thing either. But. Yeah. So what's your thoughts? Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
To our friends that are listening in England.
Yeah.
All the guys over there wear skinny pants, tight pants.
They do. Short.
They do. All of them. They I've do. Seen them all.
They're cool.
And you can't have a rodeo in England. Because none of them would be able to sit down on a horse without ripping the tush out of their pants.
It's hard to have a rodeo when you're having tea and crumpets.
Yes, tea and crumpets at a rodeo do not mix.
I want to know your thoughts.
And that is why.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be an American.
Oh boy.
Where at least I know I'm free.
Okay.
And I will thoughts. Wear my pants the way I want.
What is your thoughts on women and capris or their leggings? What's your thoughts?
I don't understand
thoughts?
What you mean by leggings.
Leggings, the like tights.
Oh, like the, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the skin tight stuff
skin
that
tight.
Is popular now.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah.
I don't comment.
And I'm kind of there too. Because
I don't comment.
I just think there's, I don't care about your age or anything, but, and I think if you're working out, that's great, but I think there should be a certain... Never mind.
I'm here to tell you that it's we're not far off from the guys wearing that to school.
Oh, I agree.
I'm here to tell you.
I agree.
I think my nephews are going to be wearing that here in the next month or two.
Well, they're way comfy.
No.
Oh, they are. Have you ever wore leggings?
No. Hell no.
Oh, what about playing football?
Heck no.
Football? You didn't have those?
I wore Under Armour type stuff.
Exactly.
Under my pads.
Okay.
Yeah. I never wore them out flaunting them on the field, if that's what you're asking. No, I never did.
I think it's kind of fun to see how fashion has changed over the years. Because it has changed. You know, if you think about it, absolutely. And women now can wear jeans. I mean, I couldn't wear jeans until later. I mean, it's crazy.
So are you saying that I am not a normal person? Because I've worn the same pants, the same style, the same everything for the past 40 years, probably.
I'm not saying you're not normal, and I'm not saying you're normal. I'm just saying you're a person that likes things how they are, and you're not going to really change it. And you are comfortable in your own skin, and that's great.
Okay, I think you just made a good point. People that aren't comfortable in their skin that are wanting to be someone they're not are probably going to wear skinny pants. Short pants?
No.
What do we call them? Girl pants?
I'm just saying.
Girl pants on guys?
Sometimes people like to explore and see what
feminine
they like to wear.
Pants. Let's call them feminine pants.
They are not feminine pants.
I think they are. Would your husband ever wear them?
That would be scary.
Would your husband ever wear the Pee Wee Herman pants?
He wore them once to a family reunion. It was pretty funny.
On purpose?
He wore white pants and my daughter and they did the white pants song that we played earlier.
Okay. I get it if you're going to do the white pants song.
No, I don't. I don't think he would because he would not find them uncomfortable because he likes looser jeans.
Okay.
Do you
think there are guys out there? I'm sorry. I'm just not. I know you're trying to explain things, but are there guys out there that do not like loose jeans?
Of course there is guys out there that
don't think
loose jeans.
I think every guy out there likes loose jeans.
Okay.
I do.
You don't
prove
know many
me
guys.
Wrong. Call in, email, whatever.
I don't know. I'm going to be $100 richer.
If
about
you're
a year
if
and
you're
half.
A guy that does not like that likes to wear tight jeans, we want you on the show and explain to the world, our listeners, why.
I have one more question
you
for
you. Wear Pee Wee Herman clothes. Go ahead.
Let's say that you were not born in Utah.
Okay.
Let's say you were born in Scotland.
Ooh, that'd be awesome. I'd grow up wearing a kilt and playing the bagpipes.
And would you still wear it and feel
a kilt?
Good in yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
And, you know, they wore that because that was considered...
They were kicking butt and taking names with kilts back
they were,
in the day.
And it was just... And they still are. I mean, it's still a big deal.
Have you seen some of those Scottish dudes?
Absolutely.
I mean, they come after you and you would say, yes, sir, how high do you want me to jump? Let me get out of your way and brush your
exactly.
teeth for you.
Exactly. So I think sometimes it's kind of the way, obviously, that you grow up
but
and where you grow up.
No.
Because I don't consider manly to wear a kilt.
I do.
But if you're from Scotland, I do.
I think it's manlier than heck to wear a kilt.
Well, you're wearing a kilt but next I don't time we
see,
do a podcast.
I don't see those manly guys wearing the kilts wearing Pee Wee Herman pants. Do you?
No, it doesn't even go in the same ballpark. No,
we're not even in the same realm.
But I would rather if my daughters were dating a guy that and they showed up at the door that they have on those tight pants that you're talking than a kilt. That would actually worry me a little.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I can see that argument. Let's say this. Let's just say, MJ, you're drafted into the army. Okay.
Of course I am.
Let's just say that I'm drafting you to fight for Uncle Sam, okay? And I say you can fight with Platoon A or you can fight with Platoon B, okay? Platoon A is they're all in their camo, dressed up, ready to kick ass all over the nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Platoon B is in Pee Wee Herman clothes. Are you going to go, you want to fight with Platoon A or do you want to fight with Platoon B?
Both. For real.
You really do want to go fight with the guys with Pee Wee Herman. Why?
Because I think it's more about the person and why they're there fighting. And if they... No. You stop it. You are so dumb. You and your army.
I am loving this. This is so... I'm learning so much about MJ today. Okay.
Yeah, I really... I think it's more about the person that you're working with and their qualities. And
dying next to them.
Of course. I don't care if their pants are tight. I don't care if they're in camo. But if they're big, you know what?
No, I'm talking about clothes. I'm not talking about muscled up guys.
But you said who would I would?
Yes. Okay. The guys wearing army clothes or the guys wearing Pee Wee Herman pants?
Both.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Is Duke here? I want to ask Duke.
Okay.
From now on, in every podcast, I'm going to ask this question to our speakers.
Okay. I'm going to grab the door while
see if Duke is here. Okay. Folks, we're going to pause for station identification while he goes and finds Duke.
Duke.
See if anyone is out there. Yeah, find just some random person, MJ.
I'm looking.
And if you're a listener to this and you wear tight skinny jeans, okay, don't take this the wrong way, but I want you to come tell us why you wear tight skinny jeans. Because just curious minds want to know. I'm staring out the window and there's six kids walking down the road. None of them are wearing tight skinny jeans. Interesting. That's very interesting. See if MJ's found someone. Did you find someone? Huh?
I've got us a Christine.
Who?
Christine? Yeah, she's
Christine's
come
here.
And answer your question.
All right, Christine, come on in here.
And then just stop right into here.
Christine, I just need to ask you a question. Okay, clear your mind for this. Okay, clear your mind. Okay, I just need you to answer this, the question, the best of your ability. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I am the President of the United States, and I am drafting you to serve in the military. Okay. You can fight. You get to pick between Platoon A and Platoon B. Okay? You get to pick. Platoon A is wearing camouflage gear. They're all decked out for war, you know, with their army boots and all that stuff. Platoon B is dressed like Pee Wee Herman with tight pants, short, okay? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
So do you say, President, I want to go to war with Platoon A or Platoon B? Simple answer.
Platoon A.
Okay, now that you said Platoon A, why is that?
I don't want to look like Pee Wee Herman.
Okay, thank you. You've been so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
so everybody that we come in contact now, I'm going to ask that question, and I guarantee it.
Okay.
You're going to be out of touch with reality.
Well, I pretty much am anyway.
I just felt like that was so wonderful because she proved my point.
Okay.
She was willing to go to war with another people just because she didn't want to look like Pee Wee Herman on the battlefield.
Okay.
But on the other hand, I can see your strategy with wanting to fight with people that looks like Pee Wee Herman. Because if I was in a fog trench and I had people running at me that dressed like Pee Wee Herman, I'd be like, what in the heck?
Well, just think about this. Okay. What if somebody walked up behind you in a camo outfit and they, look who just showed up. My grandsons, the ones I want to date your daughter.
Do they wear skinny jeans? Because there's they no
might,
way in this
or might
earth.
Not to church. Hang on. Let's see what they have on. They've just been fishing. Hold on. Oh, wait. Are they leaving me?
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh.
See you guys.
Bye.
Nice to see you.
Okay. They left me.
To our wonderful listeners, I hope that we've enlightened your day and maybe brought a small smile to your face. And we look forward to many more podcasts where we can ask the question about, but I want you all to remember, MJ would be happy to go to war dressed like Pee Wee Herman.
I sure would.
Yeah, she's fine. So there you have it, folks. I think this is wonderful. Do you have anything else you'd like to add to our podcast today?
No, I really don't. I don't know where you came up with your little pants problem, but you know what? It, you know, whatever.
Well, I just think
to
it's
to each
wonderful.
His own, right?
To each their own. And I just felt like there's a whole bunch of inquiring minds out there that want to know. And I think that people want to know why
you're weird.
People want to know why they do a certain thing. You know?
Okay.
And I think that the short issue is one of the reasons, or one of the things that people want to know about. I'm just saying.
That could be true. That could be true. I'm just a little more open-minded than you.
You are. And that's why we love you.
And that's why I love you.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening today. I hope that you had a smile on your face.
See those? I hope you have on your tight pants.
See those kids out there? They're not wearing tight pants.
And look, the police are going to get them, the little popos.
The cops just pulled them over.
And they're in trouble.
Awesome.
Take care.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening to Why Your Story podcast. We appreciate the hospital, Star Valley Health, for all their support.
We certainly do. We appreciate Duke Dance and all that he does for us and Eco Life.
They are so awesome.
And we're grateful for Star Valley Independent and their media.
SBI Media.
For letting us have a place to just talk.
Yep. Enjoy, everyone. Pants. Be safe out there.
Take care.
Don't wear skinny jeans.
Please do.
Later.
$100 my way.